You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. There are 3 weeks until primary day in New York, and the Democratic underdog for Governor Cynthia Nixon says there's a potential path to victory as she lays out her plans for the final stretch of campaigning. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Nixon is trailing incumbent Governor Andrew Cuomo by 30 points in the polls. But she says there is a path to victory. She says recent contests, including the June upset win of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over incumbent Congressman Joe Crowley in a Democratic primary, have shown that the polls aren't always accurate.
That's what they said about Alexandria, too. They said exactly that, that she was 30 points down in the polls. And I think that the polls right now are not capturing the new progressive voters and the hunger for real change.
Nixon says there are over 500,000 new registered Democrats who will be eligible to vote in the September 13th primary. The Democratic challenger, who's relied on small donations to fund her race, has far less money to spend on television advertising and get-out-the-vote efforts than does incumbent Cuomo. He has $30 million in his campaign account. She's instead employing a grassroots effort.
We've got thousands of volunteers across the state who are phone banking, who are canvassing, who are voter-to-voter texting, and we're mobilizing our army.
Nixon was in Albany to speak on education policy before voters at a church in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. She told the audience of around 150 people that if she's elected governor, she would end what she says is the criminalizing of some children by stopping school suspensions for minor infractions for children from kindergarten to third grade and prohibiting school-based arrests of students.
What we see is really two systems of education. One in which wealthy white children are given every advantage to succeed, and the assumption is that they will be going on to college. And in our majority black and brown schools, we have too many kids fed into the school-to-prison pipeline.
Nixon also advocates more spending on public schools, and she says she'd fully fund pre-kindergarten programs. The underdog candidate, who describes the race as a David and Goliath fight, won't say whether she might support Cuomo if he's successful in the primary, saying that she intends to win. But she did say, in answer to a question from a reporter, that Cuomo is a better choice than the Republican in the race, Mark Molinaro.
I don't think that Governor Cuomo has been a good governor because I think he has largely been someone who talks like a Democrat but governs like a Republican. I think having someone who talks like a Republican and governs like a Republican would be a step down.
Cuomo, meanwhile, has not been idle. He awarded $10 million in state funds to the village of Owego in the Southern Tier to help spruce up its downtown. And he urged the legislature to address what's known as the double jeopardy loophole. That's a provision in New York law that could prohibit New York state prosecutors from pursuing a potential criminal case against President Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, now that Cohen has pleaded guilty to federal crimes.
I believe the state of New York should immediately pass a bill that says even if the president pardons someone, they can still be prosecuted in the state of New York. So if they try to get political with the justice system, which is not beyond them, it will not work.
Nixon agrees with Cuomo on the measure to close the double jeopardy loophole. New York's largest state worker union, the Public Employees Federation, chose Thursday to announce its endorsement of Cuomo in the race, citing the governor's actions to protect unions. In 2014, the union backed Cuomo's primary opponent, Zephyr Teachout. Also, the governor signed a bill to protect pets that are abandoned when a renter is evicted from their home. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.